Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Shamita Basu in for Tanzina Vega. I'm glad you're here with us. On Saturday, Denver joined the growing number of cities across the country that have begun to reopen. Retail stores and personal services like hair salons and tattoo parlors can now operate at half capacity, as long as they follow the city's safety guidelines. And one of those new rules makes face masks mandatory for anyone in or waiting to get into any commercial or retail business, government or health facility, or public transportation. To continue our series of conversations with local leaders, joining me now is the mayor of Denver, Michael Hancock. Mayor Hancock, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be with you, Shamita. Thanks for having me.
What were the major factors that made you feel like it was safe to begin this phase of reopening Denver?
Well, we had to really, you know, think foundationally. One is recognizing that this virus is going to be with us for a long haul, and we have to learn how to navigate it, really try to box it in for ourselves here in Denver. And with that, you know, the public health administrators really had us develop strategies, including the stay-at-home orders, that will help us to begin to plateau the epi curve, in which we were successfully able to do. We were able to flatten it. We saw a sustained plateauing of that curve, even some decreases in terms of number of presumptive positives, hospitalizations, and deaths in Denver. Mm-hmm. And that became kind of the overall, you know, portrait of how we made the decision that we could begin to slowly roll out operations of the city of Denver with some guardrails, including the mandatory mask.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that mask rule in a minute, but Dr. Anthony Fauci told the Senate Health Committee yesterday that reopening too soon could lead to, in his words, suffering and death that could be avoided. Did hearing that give you pause at all about how you're going about reopening Denver?
Absolutely. We wanted to make sure, and we had it in our mind anyway, that as we think about opening up the city, what are going to be those guardrails that help us to kind of make sure we manage the spikes. We know there's going to be more presumptive positives. We know there's going to be more cases because we're testing more. But how do we make sure we're able to manage it as opposed to the virus managing us? And that's really the thought, the mindset we went into it with. And that's why you see things like wearing masks. That's why you see things like still no more than 10 people in one place. If you go into a beauty shop or salon, it's by appointment only. No one's waiting. You cannot sit and wait in the salon while your appointment is pending. Mm-hmm. And so those guardrails are important, again, to try to manage the transmission of the virus going forward. And then, of course, stepping up our game in terms of testing as well as contact tracing.
With that rule about face masks being mandatory in many public situations, how are you enforcing that rule?
You know, it really is voluntary compliance. We recognize and have tried to spread the value that when I wear my mask, I'm helping you, and when you wear yours, you're helping me. And so people recognize that when two people are in each other's vicinities and wearing a mask, we drop dramatically the possibility of transmission of the virus. And so education has been really the key for us. And I'll tell you that, you know, inspectors are out and about, the police are aware of this, but it's really the people and the value of saying, you know what, the best thing I can do for my neighbor is to wear this mask, and the best thing that neighbor can do for me is to wear the mask. And when you go into the stores, as I did this weekend, I can tell you that 99% of the people were wearing masks, and people were appreciative that folks were wearing masks. Mm-hmm. Those who don't, they really stick out like a unicorn right now, and we want to keep it that way for a while. We want to have the value and the culture of mask wearing for a while.
Hundreds of homeless people in Denver tested positive for the coronavirus last month, and at the end of April, you cleared out homeless encampments, despite CDC guidance saying not to do so unless individual housing was available, which it was not. Can you explain the motive behind this decision, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, Shamita, let me correct the record. We did not clear out the encampment. Actually, since the CDC guidance came out, and it's just that guidance, we have allowed for small encampments to develop in the city of Denver against our own policies. What we did at the end of April was to go in and clean the encampments. Our public health team had identified, unfortunately, that some of the camps had deteriorated to where there were public health threats. And that's something we simply cannot tolerate any more than we can tolerate the unnecessary, willful you know, transmission of the virus in Denver. It's just a public health threat. And so what we did was we moved in to clean the encampments. People were asked to move their belongings so that we could bleach or sanitize the sidewalk and pick up the elements that could be that could endanger people's health and safety. And then they were allowed to come right back. If they didn't want to move, we cleaned around them. But as the threats persist, we're going to continue to go in. And we may have to move folks from one side of the street to the other so that we can clean up the public health threat. We simply will not tolerate for public health threats to exist in the community, because it's not only a threat to the people who are homeless, experiencing homelessness, but it's a threat to the general public.
We've talked about concerns for unsheltered people in this moment on this program quite a bit. And there have been concerns raised about these congregate shelters as being really unideal circumstances for people to be in during a pandemic. What were the options given to people who are who were staying in these homeless encampments?
We try to move them indoors, including some of our respite care locations, which are some of your traditional shelters, but also some additional new ones that we've opened up that give you larger space within the confines of or dealing with the COVID-19 challenge. So they had over 100 square feet or 60 square feet in which to be cared for. But we also opened up some hotel rooms that we, as much as we can gather together for the hotels that have become vacant or shuttered as a result of COVID-19. We have been in negotiation to open up some of those rooms. We have close to 600, over 600 of those rooms available. So those who may be exhibiting symptoms are more vulnerable because of their age, for example. We have moved those into hotel rooms or offered hotel rooms to them.
I wanted to ask you, Mr. Mayor, about that face mask rule. Have you received pushback from your constituency about that rule? We've seen protests in some other parts of the country against similar guidelines.
Right. Not widespread. We've had isolated incidents where people have refused to wear them going inside facilities, and basically the local or the operation security has pretty much handled it. But we've not had widespread, you know, you hear comments here and there from people on social media, maybe one or two people walked into the office, but nothing that would cause us great alarm.
Mm-hmm. And regarding the homeless encampments that we discussed earlier.
Yes.
So what happened to the people who were temporarily displaced by what you're describing as being cleaning happening at the homeless encampments?
They were allowed to stay there. Most of them just moved to the side or, you know, maybe across the street while we cleaned that side of the street. And they were allowed to come back after the cleaning was completed. You should also know that we have opened up 24/7 congregate care shelters where we're also randomly testing members, people who are experiencing homeless, as well as several other respite shelters and hotel rooms to take care of those who have been tested presumptive positive. So we have been pretty aggressive in terms of providing indoor space for our people experiencing homelessness in Denver, but also allowing, again, for the smaller encampments to occur in the city.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, thank you for talking with us.
Absolutely. Have a great day.